Welcome to the Pups That Play podcast. My name is Karen, and I'm a pro dog trainer and fur mom, and I will be your host throughout this journey. Together, I'm going to be sharing with you training tips, tools, and strategies to help you create a well-mannered, calm, and confident family pet. The best part is, we do it all through play. Around here, our dogs are part of our family, and we want them to live their best lives possible and have it be enjoyable for everyone involved. I am so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Pups That Play. So today we are going to be talking about something very important to all of our dogs, and it's kind of a hot topic. We are going to talk recall, all right? So specifically in today's episode, we are going to cover what the key thing is to having a really good recall, a solid recall with your pup. And we're also going to go over two things that you may inadvertently be doing that are actually ruining your dog's recall. Okay, so let's dive right in. So when we talk about a recall with our dogs, when we talk about having them come to us, this is obviously a super, super valuable thing to have, right? We want to be able to call them and have them come to us. We want to be able to call them in from outside, call them to us at the dog park. We want our dogs to come when they're called. This is something we all want. It's also kind of a safety feature, right? We want them to be able to recall to us quickly if we see them heading towards something dangerous, if they're running out into a road, if they're chasing after something that we know isn't a very good thing, if we see them notice a porcupine, for example. We want to call them back to us and away from that thing. This is such an important and valuable tool to have with our dogs. And I don't know about you, but there are, I would say most dogs out there have like a 50-50 recall, okay? So there are definitely those dogs out there that will recall back to their owner 100% of the time. They will recall off anything at any point and they come running. And that is the dream, right? That is the dream that we all want to have with our dogs when it comes to a recall. I'd say a good chunk of the population have these like 50-50 recall dogs, where they have really good recall in certain situations at certain times, and other times they're just like, meh, you know what, I'm over here, I'm sniffing this thing, I'm doing this thing, I'll come to you in a minute. Or yeah, okay, I'll come, but I'm gonna make a really long kind of roundabout route to come back to you. Or I'm going to wait till you call me about 15 times before, all right, I guess I'll come over to you. So if that is your dog, I want to let you know that you are not alone. But that doesn't mean we can't build a super solid recall with your dog. And maybe you're one of those people out there that just, you don't have a recall with your dog. Maybe it's something you've never taught or something that has just gone completely downhill over the last little bit. And you can call them and it does not matter unless you're like bribing them with steak or something. They are not coming to you. That is okay too. This is the place to be. We're going to talk about how to fix that. We're also going to talk about why that might have happened in the first place. So the key to having a good recall with your dog is value. Okay? So value, specifically where your dog holds the most value. So a recall with our dog is basically them just telling us where the value is at. It's a conversation that we're having with them. So there's two different parts to it. It's the value that our dog has for us. So the value your dog has for you specifically. And it's also the value your dog has for the recall itself, the actual act of recalling, the behavior we're asking them to do. Okay, so if you have a dog that, let's say that you're out and about and you call them to you and they come right away, that means they have a lot of value for coming to you. They have a lot of value for you. Good things happen with you and they want to be with you. So they're going to come when called. Now, if you have a dog that, say, that comes most of the time, but then you're out on a walk and they say a deer and you call them to you and they don't come, that's just them showing you that they have a lot more value for that deer or the act of chasing that deer than they have for you. Now, we're not going to take this personally. We're going to take this as a really good piece of information. Or same idea with you have your dog out on an off-leash walk or you're at the dog park or something and you call them to you and they don't come. They have a lot more value for the thing that they're sniffing or the dog that they're playing with or just the act of being free off-leash than they do for being with you or coming back to you in that moment. Okay? So I just want you to look at those times. So look at the times when you call your dog. What are they doing when they don't come to you? And just see where the value is, okay? And what we need to do to really build a strong, strong recall with our dog is increase the value for us, okay? And there are so many ways that we can increase the value for us in our dog's eyes. It's all relationship building. It's building that bond between you and your dog. It's all those positive interactions that you guys have throughout the day. It is the games that you play together. It is the training that you guys do. It is the adventures, the walks you go on, the things that you do, all the positive things that they love that come through you. So the other thing we can do is we can build our value, not by like bribing our dogs, but by transferring value of things that they already have value for into us. Activities like they like to go swimming, they like to go for walks, maybe certain toys, they like to play with things. Food, definitely, definitely food. If you have any kind of food dog, we use a lot of food in our trainings. Taking those values and all of a sudden those things, they come through you to them. You're transferring the value of those items, those activities, those things to you. And you just become this amazing thing in your dog's world. And the more value your dog has for you, the more they're going to want to come to you when they're called, the more solid of a recall that you're going to have. Or you're even going to have a dog that doesn't even care to go that far from you to begin with because they just love being with you so much because they find you so valuable to them in their world, okay? So it's kind of just checking in with that, checking in with how much value does your dog hold for you and how can we increase the value that your dog sees in you and transfer value from things that they love into you so they want to be with you, they want to come back to you when called, like immediately. Because it is always a good deal. And then we also look at the value for the recall itself. Okay, so I want you to look at your dog's recall. And when you recall them, what happens right after it? Okay, what are you recalling them to? What happens when they're recalled? Like the value for the cue itself. How much training have you put into a recall? Did you train a recall when they were a puppy and then never ever went back to it? So we want to continuously be building value for the actual act of recalling to you itself. All right? So yes, train the behavior, get it trained, but then make sure you're topping it up. Top it up whenever you can. And this goes across the board for any behavior that you train your dog. Don't train it and drop it. Constantly be revisiting it. Build up the value, top up the value for the behavior itself. Recalling to you, running as fast as they possibly can back to you when called, when they hear that cue, should be fun, should be something that they love to do, should be very valuable and rewarding for them. Okay? So value, knowing where the value is at, knowing and building that value for you and value for the act of recalling itself. That is how you build a solid recall. Now, that's great. Maybe we've trained a really awesome recall. Dog's really, really good at it. There are two things that we may accidentally, without even knowing it, be doing that is ruining our dog's recall. So maybe you trained a recall and then all of a sudden it's just disappeared. Like they used to be great and now they're not. These two reasons are things I want you to look at. Now, number one, what are you recalling them to do? What happens immediately after they come to you? Okay? Positives need to outweigh the negatives. So what happens is usually we're training a recall. We have a puppy or a young dog or a new dog, and we're like, okay, I want to teach them to come when called. So we're training a recall, and every single time they come to us, what do? Yay, we praise them, we play with them, we give them food rewards. It's always a good deal. Like, positive things happen when they come to you, when we recall them during training. Usually we get to a point where we're like, all right, they are coming every single time I call. Perfect, we have a recall trained. And then we start to use it in everyday life, right? Maybe you're out on an off-leash walk and you're like, okay, we need to go back, put the leash on, get back in the vehicle or head home or whatever it is. You call your dog to you, leash goes on. Well, in your dog's eyes, maybe that's not such a good deal because they were having fun running around off-leash. You called, they came to you, leash went on, off-leash walk ended. Maybe not the greatest thing in their mind. Or are you calling them in from outside? They're playing in a muddy puddle and you call them because you're like, no, I don't want you playing in that. Come here, come here. And they come to you and then all of a sudden they get put in the bathtub. Maybe they hate baths or they don't get to play in that fun puddle anymore or whatever it is. Not a positive outcome in your dog's mind, okay? We got to look at this from our dog's point of view. Yes, very positive to us. Maybe not so positive for them. Are you calling them to put them into the vehicle and then you take them to the vet? And maybe they hate the vet. No offense to vets, but it's kind of a common thing. You could be ruining your recall if you are calling them to you for too many negative experiences, again, in your dog's mind, and not topping it up with enough positive experiences, okay? Do you call your dog to you with your recall cue to then trim their nails? And maybe they hate having their nails trimmed. All of these are putting a negative outcome to the recall. Your dog is going to get to the point where they're like, ew, why do I want to come when called when something bad always happens when I do? I have my nails trimmed. I have to go in the bath. Have to leave the dog park. I have to stop playing with my friends. I have to stop chasing that deer. All the things that they like, all these good things stop or bad things happen after they're called to you. And that's just kind of the nature, right? We like to have a recall because we want to be able to call our dog off of chasing something, right? We want that. We want to be able to call our dog to us at the end of the dog park so we can put them on their leash and take them home. We don't want to chase them around the dog park, right? Nobody wants to do that. So these are things, these are reasons why we want the recall, but they're not good deals in your dog's eyes. So you just have to look at it. I want you to sit down, and if you're having trouble with your recall, sit down and be really honest with yourself. What have I recalled my dog to do? What happens immediately after I call my dog to me? How many of those are positive in your dog's eyes, and how many of those are negative in your dog's eyes? Which one outweighs the other? Positives should always be outweighing the other. So this goes back to that point of, it doesn't mean we're not going to call our dog to us to leave the dog park. It doesn't mean we're not going to call our dog off of that deer or that squirrel. It doesn't mean we're not going to call them to us and then trim their nails. But we need to top it up. We need to have more times we call them to us and good things happen. Okay? So I want to challenge you to start topping it up more often, but like, okay, let's say you're at the dog park and every single time you call your dog to you at the dog park means you're leaving, they're not going to want to come to you. Switch it up. Make it unpredictable. Walking around, call them to you, reward them for coming to you, and then release them to go back to play. Release them to go back to sniff. Release them to go back to chase those other dogs. Wow, your dog starts to think, hey, I ran over to my owner, I got rewarded for it, and then I got to go play again. That was a really good deal. Do that quite often, okay? Switch it up. Don't make it every single time you call them, leash goes on, they leave. Call them randomly while you're there. Reward them for it. Build that recall while you're having your daily play or your daily walk. Call them back to you and then say, okay, let's go, and continue the walk. Find times where you can call them to you and reward them for it. Make it as often as possible. Make it a good deal for your dog. Make it something very, very positive. Okay? Maybe the only time you ever put your dog in the vehicle is when you're going to the vet or somewhere that they don't like. Maybe call them, put them in the vehicle, reward them, and then let them jump out. Perfect. They got rewarded for coming to you, for going in the vehicle and then getting out. That was great. It was a positive outcome in their mind. Okay? So find as many ways that you can add a positive outcome after. So then that way, those times that you do have to call them back to you for something that maybe they don't like, you do have to call them off that deer, you do have to call them to you. Actually, I don't even recommend calling your dog with a recall if you are going to do something like trimming their nails or give them a bath or something. Don't use your recall. Don't call them to you. Just go find them, get them, and then do that. Just don't even do it, because it's not worth it in the long run. Okay? Make that recall as positive as possible, as often as possible, and then you are going to continue to have a really, really solid recall. And the times that you have to use it in a negative way, I'm doing air quotes here, quote unquote negative in your dog's mind, calling them off of, you know, chasing something into the road, them, they might not think that's great because they have to call off the fun thing that they're chasing. But to us, that's an amazing thing because, you know, they're not going to get hit by a car. It's not going to ruin your recall because it only happens every so often. It doesn't, the positives like far outweigh the negatives when you're doing that. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the second thing that you might be doing to ruin your dog's recall is actually the cue itself. Okay, so I want you to think, what is your dog's recall word? What is it? What's the word you use? Now, how often do you use that word? Okay, when you call them to you, do you say it once and then they come? Or do you have to say it over and over and over and over and over again? Also, is it a word that you just use throughout your day? Something that you just say in general conversation? Okay, so there's two ways we look at the cue. Have you poisoned it? Poisoned it kind of goes with the first one, where have every time you use it, does something bad happen? All of a sudden, this cue isn't such a good thing anymore because, ew, whenever they say that word, this happens, right? Yes, they say the word, I come, and then this negative thing happens, so you may have accidentally poisoned your cue. Or you may have diluted it. So what this means is, how often do you say it? If you call your dog and they're one of those kind of 50-50 dogs and they don't always come, so you might say it often. Rover, come. Come here. Come here, Rover. Let's go. Come on, Rover. Come. Come. You've diluted your cue. Your dog's going to get to the point where they think, okay, there's that word. It should mean that I come, but like I'll get there. If I don't come right away, they'll say it again. And then, you know, I can pick and choose when I want to come. Okay? We don't want that. Cues in training are so incredibly important, and I'm actually going to do an entire episode on when it comes, like how to properly train cues when it comes to training our dogs to do behaviors on cue. But I want you to look at your recall cue. You may have accidentally poisoned it. Now it's a word that they don't want to listen to because they associate it negatively. Or you may have accidentally diluted it by it just being something that they hear all the time and it kind of becomes background noise. You got to remember, our dogs don't understand these words. They don't speak English. We don't speak the same language. Cues in training is basically our attempt at creating a language with our dog so they understand what we're asking them to do. If you say something over and over and over and over and over again, it doesn't become that like instant cue, especially with a recall. When we want an instant recall, we want them to hear that word and they know, boom, I hear it, I run to my owner, I go to them, and then, you know, good things happen. That is what I do when I hear that word. So if it's something, if you picked a word that you say quite often throughout your day, your dog, it just becomes background noise. Or if you say it 100 times when you're trying to call them to you, again, it just kind of becomes background noise. It doesn't become as urgent. It doesn't become as like, boom, I hear it, I gotta go. So what you need to do in that sense, if you think you may have accidentally poisoned or diluted your recall cue, pick a new one. Go back to basics. Start training your recall from the very beginning again, as if they don't even have one. It's not going to take as long because they should have some notion of what a recall is. But you are going to pick a new word, something completely different. And again, they don't understand English, so it doesn't matter what the word is, as long as it's something you are going to use consistently for that, and you are not going to overuse it. And this is why when it comes to training cues in our behaviors, we don't add the cue until we're already having a consistent behavior with our dog, because we don't want to dilute it. Okay? Pick a new word, go back to basics, retrain the behavior, and then add in the new cue, the new recall word. And then just look at that word going forward as, when I say this, you should come to me instantly. Okay? And obviously, it's not going to happen right away, but you are going to build up to it. But don't ever sit there and go, come here, come on over, let's go, come. If you have to do that to get your dog to come back to you, throw that recall word out the window, pick a new one, train from the beginning again, and start fresh. Okay? So that is my short little package on recall. So remember, when it comes to recall and your dog, the key is value. Value for you, value for the act of recall itself. You want to constantly be building those up. You want to constantly be topping them up. You want to look at how much value your dog has for you and work every day to build that up. And that's what we do. And that's where training with games really, really shines, is because any kind of training that we do with them that is fun, that is positive, and they really enjoy and they think they're getting a really good deal out of it, helps build that value for us in our dog's eyes. And all of a sudden you have a dog that wants to come to you when they're called, wants to be with you, wants to be in your bubble. And it makes our job so, so, so much easier. So find the value, build the value, constantly be topping up the value, and then look at the two ways that you might accidentally be ruining your recall. What are you recalling them to do? Is it something negative in your dog's eyes? And make sure that you are recalling them to more positives than you are negatives. And then check on your cue. Have you accidentally poisoned your cue? Have you accidentally diluted your cue? If so, pick a new cue, retrain it from the beginning, and make sure you're really consistent with it from the start. And you will have a dog with a lightning fast whiplash recall, which is amazing. So that is today's episode. If you want to let me know how your dog is with their recall, or if you have any questions at all, you can find me on Instagram at @prairie_pups. You can find me on Facebook at Prairie Pups, or you can send me an email at any time, info@prairiepups.com. That is it for today, and I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode.